From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government raises the country's growth outlook for this year from 2% to 3% based on an unprecedented AI-driven boom in semiconductor shipments. U.S. President Donald Trump says his military will serve as guardian of the Strait of Hormuz in charge of EU while reinstating its blockade of Iranian ports. And heavy rain is expected in many parts of the country, with the Seoul metropolitan area forecast to receive more than 120 millimeters of precipitation through Wednesday. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. The government has raised the country's growth outlook for this year from 2% to 3%. The Ministry of Finance and Economy said Tuesday that the adjustment to the real gross domestic product growth rate reflects an unprecedented artificial intelligence-driven boom in semiconductor shipments. The nominal growth rate, which does not account for inflation, is projected to reach a 30-year high of 12.3%. Building on this momentum, the government intends to raise the nation's potential growth rate to 3% by 2030 from its current level of less than 2%. The ministry said it will accelerate its three recently announced mega projects, which include semiconductors and AI, and designate new initiatives related to rechargeable batteries and sensors as part of its strategy to achieve a super innovation economy. U.S. President Donald Trump says his military will serve as guardian of the Strait of Hormuz in charge of fee, equivalent to 20% of the value of all cargo that transits the waterway in exchange for the security. Trump also said the United States would reinstate its blockade of Iranian ports. Iran maintains that it will not allow the U.S. to interfere with its management of the strait. Rosenbach has wrapped up the latest.
Hitting them very heavy tonight, as you know.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. military was striking Iranian military assets that threatened shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military has carried out three consecutive nights of airstrikes against Iran. Washington deployed sea drones in combat for the first time in its Sunday strike, which targeted Iran's submarine and ship maintenance facilities.
We're controlling the straits. We're putting the blockade back. And it's a blockade not for anybody but Iran. In other words, anybody doing business with Iran can't go through. Everyone else will be able to go through.
Trump, in a Truth Social post, also suggested that the U.S. would be paid to guard ships in the Strait of Hormuz at a rate equivalent to 20% of the cargo's value. The Iranian military says it will not allow the U.S. to interfere with its management of the Strait of Hormuz. Amid the escalating tensions, the United Arab Emirates said Tuesday that Iranian cruise missiles had struck two Emirati commercial oil tankers in the southern lane of the Strait of Hormuz, killing one crew member and injuring eight others. 24 of the 26 South Korean ships that were in the strait last month had managed to exit by early July. Two remain in the waterway. According to the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Resources, South Korean refiners have secured crude oil supplies for July and August that exceed last year's import volume. The amount contracted for September totals 76% of the amount imported in the same month of last year. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The country will remain mostly cloudy on Tuesday, with rain expected in many areas. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, the Seoul metropolitan area could receive more than 120 millimeters of rain, while Gangwon province may see over 100 millimeters through Wednesday. Chungcheong and North Jeolla provinces are expected to receive 30 to 80 millimeters, Gwangju, South Jeolla province, and Jeju Island, 20 to 60 millimeters, and the southeastern region, 5 to 40 millimeters. Heavy downpours of 20 to 50 millimeters per hour are expected, particularly from Tuesday night into early Wednesday, mainly in the central and southwestern regions. Strong winds, potentially reaching typhoon-level strength, are also forecast across much of the country, prompting caution against possible damage. The National Assembly held its first hearing Tuesday into the ballot shortage incident that marred the June 3rd local elections, with rival parties immediately clashing over plans for a public recount of ballots stored at the Olympic Park Counting Center. At the hearing, main opposition People Power Party lawmaker Yoon Sang-hyun, head of the Parliamentary Special Committee looking into the ballot shortages, propose simultaneously pursuing a special counsel probe and a public recount of the 2.47 million ballots stored at the Olympic Park handball gymnasium. Ruling Democratic Party Representative Yoon Gun-young, however, said that the party supports an immediate recount, arguing that the special counsel bill has yet to be passed and that it could take nearly a month for a special counsel to begin an investigation. The National Election Commission said a recount of the ballots would take about 15 hours and could be conducted at the earliest possible date in July. During the hearing, former NEC Chairman Do Tae-ak and Standing Commissioner Wee Chul-han acknowledged the commission's responsibility for the problems in election management and offered renewed apologies. The government is expected to move forward with lowering the age threshold for juveniles exempt from criminal punishment due to their age while seeking further public input before finalizing the measure. At a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, the Ministry of Gender Equality and Families said it will seek to lower the age threshold from under the current 14 to under 13, but only for serious, violent, and repeated crimes. President Lee Jae-myung called for further public input, saying that while he agreed with the need to lower the age limit, discussions should also cover the scope of the change, including whether to lower it by 1 or 2 years. The ministry's move follows a public discussion process launched in March, in which about half of citizen panel members supported a conditional lowering of the age limit. However, a social dialogue council involving experts called for a more cautious approach and broader institutional reforms aimed at preventing juvenile delinquency and managing offenders after crimes occur. A special counsel team investigating the former Yoon Suk-yeol administration is pursuing the detention of two former government officials who it believes aided the late 2024 martial law declaration. Prosecutors said Monday that they sought to detain former Prosecutor General Shim Woo-jung and Chun Moo-geun, former head of the Planning and Coordination Unit at the Supreme Prosecutor's Office, for playing a key role in the insurrection, power abuse, and obstruction of rights. The team says Shim considered deploying prosecutors to the Martial Law Command's Joint Investigation Headquarters to enable the proclamation's enforcement at the direction of former Justice Minister Park Sung-jae. It also says that the former chief prosecutor discussed how to handle the transfer of criminal cases to military court under martial law and helped prepare a document outlining jurisdictions over trials and investigations. The team suspects that Chun aided Shim as the planning and coordination chief of the prosecutor's office. The South Korean government will provide $3.5 million in additional humanitarian aid to help Venezuela recover from last month's devastating earthquakes. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced on Tuesday that the majority of the aid funds will support debris removal through the United Nations Development Program. At the request of the Venezuelan government, $500,000 will help provide tents for displaced individuals. Last month, Seoul provided $5 million in aid to Caracas after two powerful earthquakes, measuring 7.2 and 7.5 on the Richter scale, struck Venezuela's northern coast. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 49.9 points, or 0.73% on Tuesday, to close at 6,856.83. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 15.38 points, or 1.92%, to close at 783.98. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.